Ever feel like we're stuck with the same old tools, even when something better's out there? Today, we're diving into a material that's giving stainless steel a run for its money. Electroless nickel coatings, or EN coatings for short. We're going to unpack why these coatings are making waves in so many industries, from aerospace to automotive. Get ready for some aha moments. Now, I'm sure you've heard of nickel plating, but trust me, this is different. We're talking about a super thin, even layer of nickel applied to even the most complex shapes, and get this without using any electricity. Pretty wild, right? To help us break down what makes EN coating so special, I've got our material science guru in the house. So what makes these coatings so different from, say, your grandpa's nickel-plated wrench? What's the secret sauce here?
It's all in the name, really. Electroless, and unlike traditional electroplating, we're using a chemical reaction to deposit the nickel. And this allows for incredible precision and uniformity, even on parts with all those little nooks and crannies you'd never reach otherwise.
I bet that's a game changer for industries where every millimeter matters, for sure. But I keep hearing about this customizability thing. Tell me more about that.
Imagine needing a coating for a deep sea sensor. Incredibly harsh environment, right? By adjusting the phosphorus content in the EN coating, we can achieve, say, 5 times the corrosion resistance of your typical stainless steel. Or, let's say you need something slick, friction-free for a high-speed bearing. We can incorporate PTFE, you know, the stuff that makes your nonstick pan so slippery.
So it's like having a whole toolbox of options all within this one coating technology. No wonder it's gaining traction. Speaking of gaining traction, there are entire industries out there practically built on stainless steel. So where are EN coatings shaking things up the most?
Think of industries where durability, weight, and resisting the elements are non-negotiable. Aerospace is a prime example, always striving for that perfect strength-to-weight ratio. Stainless steel is tough, no doubt, but it's dense. EN coatings, on the other hand, can be applied to lighter metals like aluminum. This means planes can be more fuel efficient without sacrificing safety. We're talking about potentially saving tons of fuel each year just from making the switch.
Wow, that's a pretty significant impact. Less weight, less fuel burned. Makes sense.
No.
Okay, so what other major players are making the switch?
Think about the oil and gas industry. Pipelines stretching for miles, often in incredibly corrosive environments. Replacing those with stainless steel would be astronomically expensive. EN coatings can provide that same level of protection, if not better, at a fraction of the cost. Plus, you can apply them internally, so you're protecting those pipelines from the inside out.
It's like giving these crucial pieces of infrastructure a suit of armor from the inside out. This is already blowing my mind, but I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, absolutely. And since we're talking about harsh environments, how about the marine world? Salt water is notoriously tough on metal, but EN coatings laugh in the face of corrosion. Imagine massive ship's propellers constantly battling the elements coated with this stuff. They last longer, perform better, and need less maintenance.
I never would have thought about that, but it makes total sense. So we've got aerospace, oil and gas, marine dot what else? What other industries are saying, see you later, to stainless steel?
Picture a high-speed food processing plant. Hygiene is paramount, right? And the equipment has to withstand constant cleaning with some pretty harsh chemicals. Stainless steel can handle it, sure, but EN coatings take it to a whole new level. They're even more resistant to wear and tear, plus they can handle those harsh cleaning agents, so everything stays sparkling clean and running smoothly.
That's amazing. So not only are these coatings tough as nails, but they're helping to keep our food safe, too. Talk about a win-win.
Exactly. And we can't forget about the automotive industry. With the push for electric vehicles and lighter cars in general, every ounce matters. Using EN coatings on things like brake systems, fuel injectors, it means better performance, longer lifespan, and a lighter footprint on the planet.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing a theme here. Lighter, stronger, more durable. It's like EN coatings are the overachievers of the materials world.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
But what's really fascinating is how they address the specific weaknesses of stainless steel. Almost like they were designed to overcome those limitations head on.
You read my mind. Let's unpack those weaknesses and see how EN coatings are changing the game.
Yeah, it really is a bit like David versus Goliath, isn't it? This new coating coming in to challenge the champ, so to speak.
Totally. And like any good challenger, they know their opponent's weaknesses. So let's talk about where stainless steel falls short and how EN coatings are stepping up to the plate.
Well, let's start with the Achilles heel of many metals, corrosion. Stainless steel puts up a good fight, don't get me wrong. But in environments with high chloride levels, like think coastal areas or chemical plants, that's when it starts to show its limits. We see pitting, crevices, all those little weak points where corrosion can take hold.
And those weak points can turn into big problems down the line, especially in industries where safety is paramount.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where EN coatings really shine, though. Their chemical makeup is inherently more resistant to that chloride attack. We could be talking about extending the lifespan of crucial components by years, potentially, just by making that switch.
Okay, so longer lifespan, reduced maintenance costs, that adds up. But what about the elephant in the room, the cost of stainless steel itself? It's not exactly known for being budget-friendly.
You're not wrong. But that's another area where EN coatings have a real advantage. Remember how we were talking about using cheaper base materials?
Mm-hmm.
So picture this. Coating a regular steel component with EN instead of going with solid stainless steel, you're getting comparable performance, potentially even better corrosion resistance at a fraction of the cost.
Okay, that's starting to sound like a no-brainer, especially for those larger scale projects. So we've got cost advantage, corrosion resistance. What else have EN coatings got up their sleeve?
Weight. Stainless steel, as great as it is, can be a real drag. Literally. It's dense, adds unnecessary weight, especially in industries that are obsessed with lightweighting, like aerospace, automotive, you know.
Right, because every extra pound in a plane or a car means more fuel burn, which obviously means higher costs and a bigger environmental impact.
Exactly. But EN coatings, they're super thin, lightweight. We're talking fractions of a millimeter here, so the added weight is practically negligible. That means engineers can design lighter, more efficient vehicles and aircraft without compromising on strength or durability at all.
It's like having your cake and eating it too. Lightweight design without sacrificing performance. I like it.
Right. And this is where it gets even more interesting, actually. Because stainless steel is notoriously difficult to work with sometimes. Especially when you're talking about those really complex shapes.
Oh, I bet.
Welding, bending.
Yeah.
Trying to get that nice uniform finish on tricky geometries.
I've seen some of those parts used in aerospace and stuff. Those really complex ones. I can't even imagine.
It takes incredible precision, multiple steps often. But EN coatings, piece of cake, well, not literally, but they're applied with a chemical bath so they can coat even the most complex shapes easily. Internal passages, tiny crevices, components with all those internal channels. EN coatings can get in all those nooks and crannies, giving that uniform protection.
That's pretty incredible. So not only lighter, stronger, more cost-effective, but easier to apply to those complicated shapes as well. Sounds like the ultimate engineering solution.
It really is pretty elegant when you think about it. But I know what you're thinking. Talk is cheap, right? Show me the results.
You know me too well. I'm a sucker for those real-world examples. Give me the goods. Where are these EN coatings really proving their worth?
All right. Well, how about a real nail-biter? There was a study comparing EN-coated pipes to the traditional stainless steel pipes in a highly corrosive oil and gas field. Tough environment. 5 years in, and this is the kicker. The EN-coated pipes, barely any corrosion, the stainless steel, showing some serious wear and tear.
Wow, okay, that's impressive. And we're not just talking about lab tests here. This is real-world, down-in-the-trenches performance.
Oh, for sure. And it gets even better. This superior corrosion resistance and meant a massive reduction in maintenance costs. Less downtime for the company using the EN-coated pipes. That's the real-world impact right there.
I can see why people are calling this a game-changer. Any other case studies that really drive the point home?
Let's jump over to the automotive world for a second. There was this electric car manufacturer, a big one, who was struggling to reduce the weight of their battery casing without, you know, making it less strong or safe.
Yeah, makes sense.
They decided to try something pretty radical. A lightweight aluminum casing coated with, you guessed it, EN.
I'm on the edge of my seat here. Did it work?
Not only did it work, it blew their expectations out of the water. The EN-coated aluminum casing, significantly lighter than the old stainless steel one they were using. And that translated into a noticeable improvement in the car's range, its performance overall.
That's a home run in the EV world. Everyone's worried about range, so any improvement there is huge. It sounds like these real-world examples are just the tip of the iceberg for EN coatings, though.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of the future, there's some really exciting trends on the horizon that could really push EN coatings into the mainstream.
So where do we go from here? What's next for these wonder coatings?
Well, one thing's for sure, the lightweighting trend we talked about. It's not going anywhere, especially with electric vehicles becoming more popular and everyone wanting to save fuel.
Right. Every ounce counts when you're trying to get the most out of a battery or a tank of gas.
Exactly. And that's where EN coatings have a real advantage. They can be applied to a lot of lightweight materials, making them perfect for all sorts of things, from car parts to parts for aircraft.
It's like you said, giving engineers a whole new set of tools for designing the vehicles of the future lighter, faster, more efficient.
And we can't forget about sustainability these days either.
Yeah.
We're all moving towards a more circular economy where products are designed to last longer and they're easier to repair or recycle at the end of their life.
That's definitely something we can all get behind, building a more sustainable future.
Absolutely. And EN coatings are a part of that change. By making components last longer and reducing waste, they're helping us move away from that throwaway culture.
It's amazing to think something as small as a coating can have that kind of impact.
It really is. And we haven't even touched on one of those exciting areas where EON coatings are making a difference, 3D printing.
Oh yeah, 3D printing. It's like the wild west of manufacturing right now. So many possibilities.
And with all those possibilities come challenges. A lot of those 3D printed parts, especially the metal ones, are super complex and often pretty fragile.
I've seen some of those parts. They're amazing. But yeah, I can see how they might be more prone to damage.
Exactly. And that's where EN coatings come in again. Think of it as a shield, protecting those intricate designs from wear and tear, corrosion, all the tough stuff out in the real world.
It's like giving those 3D printed masterpieces a suit of armor so they can go out there and last.
Great way to put it. It really highlights how EN coatings are opening up a whole new world of possibilities for manufacturing.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've gone from the science behind these coatings to their real-world impact and even how they'll shape the future. So for everyone listening, here's the takeaway. EN coatings are more than just a replacement for stainless steel. They represent a whole new way of thinking about material science and engineering. They perform better, they cost less, you can customize them, and they're helping us create a more sustainable future. From the bottom of the ocean to outer space, EN coatings are changing the world. But here's a little something to think about as you go about your day. Look around, see if you can spot where EN coatings might be hiding in plain sight. You might be surprised at what you find. A huge thank you to our expert for joining us today. Your insights have been amazing. And to you, our listeners, thanks for taking this deep dive with us. Until next time, keep those minds curious.